You're listening to the PugetSoundUnderground.com.
Dark Light in studio. Scream. Yeah. That one went out to you, Little Ben.
Oh, I could go a two-hour rant about Muldoon and how awesome that band is.
How awesome that band was.
Or will be.
You know, you're going to have to work some magic on that one.
You know, I could ride an ass to a venue and would still love Muldoon.
Well, so basically what you're saying is so basically what you just said is that you will ride one of the band members.
Or that.
That too.
Because they definitely are.
He usually does.
I meant that in the biblical term, of course.
So how you guys doing?
Good.
We are fantastic.
Fantabliastic.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I always like to have, you know, the band members kind of go around, introduce themselves, say, hey, I'm so-and-so, I play this. And also just kind of like a weird random fact about you that's aside from anything that anyone else might know.
Gentlemen.
Come on. Don't be shy.
Oh, man. I got to go first.
The singer is the shy one in the band.
I am Freak Show. I kind of sing and I kind of play the guitar.
I'm Xavier and I play the drums.
But you know what? But here we are. You guys said who you are and what you play, but you never gave anybody a random fact about yourself.
Yeah, random facts.
I am white.
Xavier's black.
No one knows this about
and
it.
I'm half the question white is. And half black. So we are dark light.
I think you need to order yourselves in a better, you know, gradient scale right there.
You guys are really bad at this.
Yeah, we're out of order right now.
Now we're radiant.
You guys are just horrible at this, you know?
This is exactly how we stand on stage, all things considered.
Brief background, Shannon, a.k.a. Freak Show, used to play in a band called Syndrome of Darkness, which I saw a couple of times and thought he was a fantastic musician. So when his experience with that band ended, I harassed him for a good year and a half as a friend, and then the day came where I wanted to start a project of my own, and he was one of the first people I contacted. He took a chance, and here he is. Xavier used to play with a band called Underneath the Waves, played drums for those guys, and he also was a good friend, and I thought he was a great drummer and just a cool guy in general. We talked to him about coming in and jamming. Fortunately for us, Underneath the Waves fell apart pretty much the day you came
pretty
in and jammed with
us.
He walked in the studio and he's like, hey guys, by the way, my other band just broke up. And we're like, oh, I mean, yes.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you said Syndrome of Darkness on the air.
I know. That just happened.
Wow.
And then me, I'm just, I hope I can say this word on the radio. I'm a music whore. That's what I do for a living.
A whoresician.
Yes, a whoresician. I host rock shows. I play in rock bands. I sleep with women that like rock music. And, found the two best guys I could possibly be in a band with, and that's how Darklight was born.
And now you ride asses together.
Yes.
Yes. Frequently.
Frequent ass
riding. Big old steed of asses.
I usually just videotape it.
He just stands back in his shades and just holds the phone up and videotapes.
So with that said, here's the real question. Is there going to be a music video soon with the three of you riding in the sunset on asses?
Should be. Or at least giraffes.
Giraffes.
We could ride into the sunset on giraffes.
I'd just be impressed
in slow
if you
motion.
Got hold of giraffes.
But it wouldn't be an ass.
We actually have a bass solo in our set that we haven't played in a couple of months, but the name of that bass solo is Slow Motion Giraffe.
You technically haven't played it.
We never actually introduce it by name, but that's what it's called.
I never miss anything on that bass solo.
Yeah, Xavier, his performance is exemplary during the bass solo.
He's never
messed
up.
Amazing for once.
Yeah.
So where did the name Dark Light come from? Not because of your racial status.
That was a funny coincidence, but actually we went through, as most bands do, 40 or 50 band names, you know, trying to find something that was not being used by 20 different bands.
Or stupid.
It's almost
or
the
stupid.
Hardest thing to do.
And I did some Google searching, and Dark Light was actually one, other than it being the name of a hymn album and the name of a video game.
I don't think those particularly are the same market, so I think you're fine.
Exactly. Couldn't find a band that actually was using that name. Ironically, after we started Dark Light, about 6 months later, I did some more Google searching and found a couple of bands that were using that name, but they all sucked. So
one was like in Europe too.
Yeah.
So who cares?
No, they were. I'm not being funny. They were awful. Like I checked the bands out, they were not good. So I was like, okay, cool.
So what was the difference?
You don't want to know.
Honestly, you haven't heard some of the awful music we get sent into KGRG all the time.
Yeah, I've been a rock promoter for pretty much my entire life and a musician. I don't even want to get into how many shows I've seen and how many bands I've played in my career. And obviously, due to that, I'm kind of a music snob. But I mean, I will even give a band credit if they're trying and they've got some talent and they've got some potential. I'll give them credit where it's due. But if a band's just awful, I just say they're awful. Because it's like having a car. You're not going to put a piece of crap car together and then show it off to your friends. You want to, you know, put some work into it, cherry it out, and then show it to your friends.
Exactly. I know you've probably come across this, but we got a CD in today that was literally just someone tuning his guitar for like an hour.
Hey, that is one of the best songs some people set.
Yeah.
That is like band practice to a drummer. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hold on, I got to tune this.
So you guys have a big show coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully we will have some music to play.
Yeah, we're still downloading it, apparently. The elusive new album.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. It might be later on this interview when we will be able to play that album for you guys. So some technical difficulties.
I tried, man.
You tried. You're going to have to try again. You have to make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
Make it happen. You might have to get your manager to like send stuff to me like, right away.
I'm Freak Show. I can make anything happen.
Yeah, Freak Show.
Yeah.
Let's see the show.
Explain that.
Oh my God!
This is your chance to tell the world.
Well, that was what I was going to also ask, because I know you guys generally like to put on different kind of paint and all that, and I kind of wanted you to explain that, and obviously the name Freak Show in terms of that, and
so
what it means to each of you.
The name Freak Show actually was a nickname given to me by an ex-girlfriend like 5 years ago.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
A little bit of both, I think.
I think cheats might have been.
I look back on it as a good thing. Other perspectives, not
You've
so much.
It.
I've always had an alternate persona when it comes to music and being an entertainer and being on stage. So for me, the makeup kind of represents splitting reality into something else and actually becoming that alternate persona. For me, my music is expression and it's art and it's the most raw emotions that I have that I put into all of it. So it's almost like war paint in the sense that you're getting ready to convey all of that. We had a better explanation on our video on Facebook, but we can't say it on air, so that will have to suffice for now.
And it's funny he said war paint, because that's exactly what I do. When we started the band, one of the first things that Shannon, a.k.a. Freak Show, asked Xavier and I was, do you guys have a problem with me bringing my alternative personality on the stage? And I was all about it, and Xavier was all about it. He's like, you know, let's have fun with this experience, let's be ourselves. And most of the bands I had been in prior, I've always had this extreme personality. You know this, Jeff. You've known me for years.
Oh, yeah.
Would always get upset if I wanted to express myself in that manner or wear any makeup or do anything. They're like, oh, no, dude, that's gimmicks and you should blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I like to be expressive. So the war paint thing, honestly, for me, is the fact that I'm this extraordinarily nice guy that is filled with hatred and evil. So the war paint is my chance to put myself out and say, I hate corporations. I hate big, you know, a government. I hate all of this stuff. I'm all about the little guy. I'm all about the underdog. I'm all about, you know, these cultures that are being held down by the man. I mean, that's just my level of expression that, hey, this is my true personality. I'm very kind of punk rock in that aspect. Like, you've known me for years, even professionally, I've taken on a lot of the big entities in the music industry. You know, a lot of people say stupidly so, but that's just where my heart is. It's like I'm always fighting for the little guy. So that's an expression of that. And then Xavier?
I just thought it was really cool in the beginning that we decided that we weren't going to tell each other what we could or could not do. Like, we didn't say, hey, you can play this kind of riff, but, you know, you can't play that kind of riff. So originally we had this idea, I think you said it was going to be like industrial or some sort of
something
like that, which really wasn't my thing. And I'm more of a metal style drummer.
I know, right?
But and it got to the point where Shannon was playing an acoustic song that was on one of his own personal things. And we were like, hey, I'd love to play that. And we ended up... Oh, I got closer. And we ended up adding that to our set of songs. So we're pretty much down to do anything that we feel is awesome.
Well, and that stage persona really comes across. And it helps not only hide maybe that nicety you have about you, but it accentuates that anger you might have inside that you're trying to get across on stage.
We have actually had people at certain venues be afraid. Like, we've had bartenders that could not look at Shannon in his Freak Show persona.
See, I think his persona is very sexy, and I always
like,
get really
almost,
when I see it.
Seriously, though, it's almost like an evil clown type of thing that he does with Freak Show.
Scary
and
clown.
We've had bartenders at certain venues say, I can't look at that guy. It freaks him out. It's a very apt personality.
Well, and honestly,
I've gotten
like,
that from women in the past anyways.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, when he has that paint on and all that, you would never recognize him just as regular.
But no, I've actually had somebody come up to me
when
once.
When he came to one of our, like, I think our first show, I didn't even recognize him. I've only seen him in his paint. Like, this guy looks
and I've had that happen to me.
This
somebody
guy coming
come
up to
me.
I'm like, hey, I'm like,
There's an amazing painting, I'm going to give a shout out here that was done by Ashley, who is very much a part of the band, and she's been with us since day one. And the painting actually is Shannon pulling his face off into the Freak Show persona. This is a full-on painting that she did.
Awesome.
It's also going to be included as part of our album artwork, and the actual painting will be at Studio 7 at our CD release. So we're really excited about that. It's an amazing piece of art that she did. I hit the on button.
You hit it. You did it right. You remember from the last time.
Sweet.
We figured something out.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Yeah, we lost you. Like, you were all loud till I hit the on button, then you got quiet in our room.
And you're just a punk DJ.
I don't know. I had to put that in somewhere.
I was with Echo Reason last night at their last rehearsal before the show. Yeah. They were awesome.
So perfect. It was just a random coincidence, huh? And speaking of coincidences, actually, I got a message from a good friend of ours, Mr. Neil, cameraman Neil.
Neil Jordan!
And he wanted to just like give us a fun fact about all the members in Darklight, and basically just saying, coincidentally, they all have a master level rating in lightsaber combat techniques.
Two of us do.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's lying.
Still working on teaching Ben.
No, hey! I quit the band.
Ben and I had a lightsaber battle back of the Alki Tavern.
Yeah, that was awesome. I actually have pictures from that still.
Yeah, there's some pictures of that.
Can we talk about that on the air?
I like
you talk about
calling it
we want.
Lightsabers, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah. Don't cross your lightsabers. So, again, you guys have a show this Saturday, CD release show. Tell us about it.
It is a CD release show this Saturday, man. No, we got a really awesome show planned for Saturday at Studio 7. We've got a whole bunch of friends playing with us, so it's not just a bunch of random bands. We've got Echo Reason, we've got a C2, we've got Pilot to Bombardier, and then we've got The Purpose Being. Echo Reason's actually going to be their first show back after a small hiatus.
Yeah, the guitar's been gone for a little while.
This should be an awesome show.
Purpose Being as well.
We've got a couple special guest appearances that are going to be happening. We've got some cool things that are going to be happening as well that are all surprises. We're excited.
Rises.
We've been training with a Shaolin master for the last 3 months.
Shaolin master?
We've been on a hiatus, so...
We're learning about our chi.
Yes. We actually haven't touched our instruments in 3 months, but we're more in touch with ourselves.
Or each other.
All the time.
We've touched other instruments, but not our preferred instruments.
So how often do you guys touch each other's instruments?
I don't know.
he totally just touched
5 seconds ago.
Yeah, I'll leave it to go halfway with that joke.
Hey, now the real question is, here is the question. I don't know.
Make it work.
I don't know. I see it.
That's what she said.
That's good. So anyway, you guys got a show, like you said, this Saturday. And we're here in the studio to promote that and just talk about things and also play these songs that you have that's going to be released this Saturday, correct?
Correct.
Oh, yeah?
So this will be the first time people are going to hear most of these songs.
Correct.
Is that right?
Well, actually, on CD.
On CD.
They've seen us perform them.
Yeah,
sort of.
But I'm talking about, the
publicly,
the finished,
this is the first time songs have been played.
Yeah.
Minus shows.
On your show.
Technical people.
This is the first time today on electric format that Darklight has been played.
So when we're a huge internationally known and recognized and loved band, Jeff Stark can say, I played their music on the air before.
I played a lot of bands' music before anyone else has. It's been great. It's pretty cool. And, it's one of the things I enjoy being able to, at least get bands heard by, five people.
Okay.
And
6 people. Because apparently Shannon's mom is listening.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, Mom.
A lot of great bands out there that we like to play. A lot of cool things. We're going to go on with some of these questions. I got some cool questions, and I'm going to ask this one to Shannon because he wants to
say it.
Ship.
Anyway.
Shipwright.
S-H-I-P.
So, we're going to see if you can do this. Spell Mississippi backwards.
Spell Mississippi backwards. I-P-P-I-P-P-I-S-S-I-M.
Wow.
No, that was I, humpback, humpback, I, humpback, hump. I, double letter I,
M.
Don't quit your day job. I'm glad you don't have to spell.
I'm not smart on the spot. I'm more of a brooding mastermind.
See, I got Shutter. He found this thing that was supposed to be for our AM training class that goes on, and they put all these questions together, but someone forgot them. Fortunately for me, Shutter found them, so I can ask them to you guys.
Sweet.
So it's going to make it fun so we don't, talk about boring stuff the whole time. and we had a little fun with the interview, as we all like to do, because who wants to hear
our CD release is boring.
I know.
No.
But it is. It's fair. Yeah.
No. Well, it's how many times do we want to say your CD release?
Ask us questions. We're good at questions.
You're good at questions.
Ask Xavier
a question. A question I want to know is, what can we all expect for this weekend show?
Xavier.
What can you expect? You expect a lot of good bands. That's going to be awesome. Yeah. Like, the purpose being, they are simply amazing.
Yes, they are.
What else can you expect? What are we doing that's weird? You said there were
lots of antics. Yeah. Lots of that's what she said jokes.
Yeah.
Ben will talk about boobs a lot and giraffes.
I will do no such thing. I am very serious. Boobs.
Indubitably.
So, what influences Darklight musically?
Ooh.
I want to know what your influences are.
Yeah.
Let's hear each individual influence.
What was the question?
Influence.
I think it's going
to
be best rather than like.
Individual, so
I was saying it's probably going to be easiest to have each individual influence maybe than like.
Try to keep it within 20 minutes.
Yeah. Mine?
So let's
You're
hear
yourself or me.
What influences you musically to do what you do in Darklight?
I've been primarily influenced by a lot of death metal and a lot of heavier things like Lamb of God to Black Dahlia Murder to Whitechapel and things of that sort. But I listen to everything from classical to, you know, death metal.
Name one classical band.
Classical band?
What's a classical band?
Good job on getting that
trick
question. I don't
know. The screen on my iPod's broken, so I don't even see the names anymore.
You don't know Beethoven or...
I just love it when people say, I listen to classical metal. Name one classical person.
Classical metal.
No, classical to metal. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to Beethoven a lot.
Oh, there you go. Primarily. You need one. That's good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Emma Bach. Not Sebastian Bach.
I want to get into Chopin.
My influences are Peter Pan, Right Said Fred, Bugs Bunny, Dumbledore, and my cat.
Your current cat is actually awesome. I hated that.
So does your current cat...
I don't actually have a cat.
So does your current cat write some of the music then?
No, I actually don't own a cat. That's the funny part.
Oh.
No, so in all seriousness, my musical influences go back to classical music. I started a lot into Jimi Hendrix and a lot of the early 60s and 70s bands, a little bit more off the wall ones like Uriah Heep and Jethro Tull, like a little in Rush, a lot more of the really eccentric artistic bands. And then I had a weird rap phase when I was in high school.
Can you give us a little, rap?
I say phase, but I don't think it ever stopped. I just listen to it when nobody's around. Weird.
See, now I want to hear a little, like a little rap snippet of you just rapping.
A rap snippet? I can't rap, so I just listen to it. I can't re-perform it.
Lame. I was all excited.
But,
No easy eat.
That was me, not Ben. But then, you know, as I started getting older, I started really getting back into metal. Pantera got huge right as I started getting here at Green River. And a lot of industrial stuff like Type O Negative and stuff like that. So all my influences have grown from quite a lot of places over time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to play any of their songs. I never really learned how to play anybody else's music. The day I picked up the guitar, I just started playing with it until I started playing sounds that sounded cool to me. So I can kind of half-ass play other people's riffs. Half-donkey play other people's riffs is what I meant. My influences are weird art and strange science.
I'm listening.
And cryptic answers.
Cryptic. You got very quiet all of a sudden. What happened?
Ben, your turn.
They told me not to talk, so it gets quiet.
Just realized I don't
this is, hey, Ben, we got you even theme music for you.
Huh?
It's your theme music.
Like it.
That's his influence.
Yeah.
So, go, Ben.
Influences.
Phone. Cell phone.
cell phone ringtones.
Y'all look down at Ben.
Diablo 3.
That's my
If
influence.
I had to quote national bands, like growing up, I was really big into Nine Inch Nails. It's probably my favorite band of all time. I was more of a child of the retro and industrial scene. Aphex Twin, Skinny Puppy, a lot of that stuff was a big appeal to me.
I love all those bands.
That branched into, I grew up on Black Sabbath and a lot of the old metal that a lot of people loved, and, you know, got into Metallica and Megadeth and Sepultura and Slayer and all these bands. Then I kind of had a rock phase, went into listening to rock and roll, and my favorite styles of music and most of my influence actually comes from stuff from the 80s and 90s, to be honest. All kinds of stuff. R&B, retro, electronica, rock, hip-hop, like, you know, I just love so much music, and
there's so much great music, why, you know,
a lot of different
limit yourself to just one.
That's
it?
Like 1 minute. What up?
1 minute? What up? What up?
Time. Record.
Time.
Record.
Go.
Two.
Your answer is so much better than mine.
Yeah!
Not?
So, which is colder? Ice Cube or Coors Light?
Ice Cube. Because Ice Cube. Coors Light could sit out in the sun and be warm.
So could Ice Cube. Yeah, it's cold as ice.
As cold as ice.
Have you seen his latest movie?
I'd like to know.
Oh, there is that.
So
okay, we're changing our answer to Coors Light.
Are we there yet?
Kind of the writing, not the writing process, but the recording process. Where was it done, and how long did it actually take you guys to get this recorded?
So we recorded this at Oof Studios. That is Oof Studios in Everett, Washington. Oof. Once again, recorded our album. We're not shamelessly plugging that. So Oof has a studio in Everett, and we spent about 5 days recording most of the parts. I came back and did the vocals again when I was no longer sick, because they sounded like poop the first time. They sound less like poop. Yeah, but now they're not so much poop.
Now they're like caca.
Pretty much the process was I sequenced all the tracks out a couple days in advance, and we used those as click tracks. And then we locked Xavier in a dungeon for 2 days straight. No food. And he was chained to his drum kit. And we pretty much just sat there and yelled at him the entire time until he got it. And then me and Ben came in like, oh, we're rock stars. We're just going to lay this down. And then we got yelled at a lot, too, which was surprising for us and a little psychologically damaging. Yeah, and then 5 days later, we came out with a product. Yeah,
there is some video on our YouTube channel, which is Darklight206, and you'll see some of what happened.
Some?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of language that can't be on the air.
Parental warning, oh, I
no,
would not.
No. Okay, good to know.
Well, you can, but we can't be culpable for what balls. Happens.
You don't want to pay the $10,000.
You have to watch the video to know what we're talking about on that.
Apparently I'm missing out on something very epic.
It
sounds like a very epic moment that I'm missing out on. That you guys were talking.
Did
you get lost?
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
It happens.
We're Darklight.
Just smile.
We're talking this morning and we're like, oh yeah, we have a show this Saturday. Oh, are we supposed to go on the radio today? Like, we're on it, man.
Yeah.
And speaking of what, before we go into the song, you guys have a show this Saturday, right?
Yes. This Saturday.
Saturday.
CD release extravaganza.
Studio 7 Seattle.
This Saturday at Studio 7.
Be there.
Darklight, Echo Reason, the purpose being.
Pilot to Bombardier.
Scary Clown is C2.
That is the best show plug I've ever heard. You guys must have rehearsed that a dozen times before you got here.
We
don't even rehearse our own music. What are you talking about?
Honestly, we're really honored to have this lineup of bands that we're playing with Saturday.
We're obviously
a bunch of cut-up, goofy guys, and we love playing music and doing what we do, but we all have a huge level of respect and admiration for these bands that we're playing with. We're fans. Like, these bands are awesome. And C2 is amazing. Pilot to Bombardier is by far the best alternative rock band I've seen hit Seattle in years. Purpose being, as Xavier mentioned, are completely fantastic. And you just played Echo Reason. Those guys are top of the game.
I'll have them here in November. It's been an ongoing tradition. Echo Reason.
Truth be told, people out there listening, even if you could give two craps about us, like, you go to this show, you're guaranteed to see one of the best musical experiences you'd see in a night, for
true
sure.
Story.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, Demons? Anything?
Well, all the lyrics I pretty much write are from my own emotional states. And Demons was just kind of a general reference to all of our inner demons that we're all dealing with, and feeling like you have creatures inside of you that are touching your butt on the air.
Like,
oh, that's Ben.
Like,
sorry.
Creature inside of you.
Can I smell your finger now? So it's pretty much just struggling with your inner demons and just kind of bringing those into a more of a visceral character state.
His finger looks like a cheetah.
Man, hey! We can hear you better.
Now you guys have to look at me with that blank stare like, is he talking?
No, that's just how we look.
Oh, yeah, but you actually acted that way, too.
I couldn't hear him.
So, again, this Saturday, Studio 7, CD release party. You guys, the C2, the purpose being...
Pilot to Bombardier.
Echo Reason.
Pilot to Bombardier.
Bombardier.
So here's the thing with Pilot to Bombardier, because they tend to be the band on this bill that everybody draws a blank with, but they also are undeservedly better known for their tribute project, which is called Bullet in Your Head. It's a Rage Against the Machine tribute project. And I say undeservedly because these guys are all about their original band and their original music. Bullet in Your Head was conceived as a way to help them make money to further their original band. I have a very strong belief in Pilot to Bombardier. I've hosted them a couple of times. They played a huge Seahawk tailgate party. They've got a couple actually huge festivals for thousands of people that they're playing. They're a very, very amazing band. Very stoked to have those guys on the bill. They'll be the second band out of the five bands performing. worthy of checking out for sure.
Definitely. They'll have to get me some music so I can play them here.
I will. They have a CD, and I probably should have got it to you, but
you probably should
jerk.
Have. You know, you're horrible, man.
It's all about me.
It's all about you. Not even your
Dark Light,
band.
Darklight,
man. It's not even about Darklight.
Screw those guys.
Ben. Not even about these guys. Band. It's about you.
It's always about Little Ben.
Yeah, it has nothing to do about Darklight. Come on. Just get real, guys. They it's know not, it. I know it.
It's really about me because I'm the singer.
Is that really what the case is?
And who's the man? You are. Thank you!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually funny because this conversation happened when I started the band. The first thing I told Mr. Freak Show here is, I want you to steal my spotlight. I'm tired of being Little Ben in a band and everybody focusing on me and not being able to play with musicians that are not charismatic enough to hold the stage on their own. And these two guys, man, are awesome. People love these guys. They are great musicians, and
I finally got to see you guys.
And I'm
the first time a few months back.
I'm an attention horse that
awesome.
Works. I like the spotlight.
Yes.
Everybody
isn't
should pay
isn't
attention.
Isn't that
Charlie
the singer anyway? Are we all kind of attention horses?
Look at I'm me. Kind of a diva.
Kind of.
No arguments from.
Yeah. Why are you guys silent?
We're all divas, though. I guess like.
No.
Yeah.
It's just you guys.
Yeah. No. All three of us are
come
divas.
On. You're Xavier. You have so many women following you on Facebook. It's not even funny.
Really?
Yeah. I see your post. There's like 20 women that are like, yeah, you go, Xavier. You tell them.
I've got a lot of family
Xavier.
Out there.
Wow.
So here's a good question for Little Ben.
Uh-oh.
It's just going to see what you think it is.
What are the
there's no right or wrong answer. That's, I want to know what it is.
They always say that right before you get the wrong answer.
What is a snack that smiles back?
What is a snack that smiles back?
Oh, I know this.
See, I'm going to get the wrong answer. For me, because it's my favorite snack, is apples with peanut butter.
Apples with peanut butter?
Apple slices with peanut butter.
And it smiles back.
And it's healthy, but it's amazing.
Keep your dog out of this.
I didn't even mention my dog.
Yet.
I've been here for an hour and I didn't mention my dog. So
every story about your dog starts with
it's very
peanut butter.
Well known that I have a dog that I love very much. Her name's Joey, and yeah, she's awesome. So that's all. I'm not here to talk about my dog.
No, never mind. We're talking about peanut butter.
I do love my dog. I'm a dog person.
And peanut butter.
I love your dog.
Everybody loves my dog. She's awesome.
Oh, no. I love your dog.
Ew.
I know you for sure are a gamer. And what right now is your favorite game out there?
Right now I'm playing Diablo 3 on the Xbox 360. And as much as there was a lot of hating on Diablo 3, probably rightfully so, because I know the PC version was requiring people to pay actual money to gear up.
I never
Playing it on the console is actually really awesome. My friend Jason, who's the drummer for Echo Reason, he was playing it last night before he went to rehearsal, and he loves it too, and my roommate's been playing it. And so for you guys out there that like the action RPGs, I know there was a lot of bad talk about Diablo 3, but give it a shot on console. It's actually a lot of fun.
Did they pay you to say that?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually like
you
it.
You should. That was an impressive speech.
He asked the question.
Do you play anything?
I'm playing Disgaea 4 on the PlayStation right now. Yeah. If you're a hardcore nerd, you'll know what that is. If not, nobody else probably has an idea what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah. I tried playing it.
So basically this band revolves around nerdism.
Nerdism.
Pretty much comic books, movies, anime.
I'm actually living with a guy who's a tabletop gamer, which is kind of cool.
Yes, I actually met the guy.
Dan, he's amazing. Kind of cool because he's been getting me back into some tabletop games. I've actually been having a lot of fun. I had a one-hit kill with my Wookiee character.
I used to be pretty hardcore into Dungeons & Dragons, as shocking as that sounds, right?
Yeah, it does sound shocking.
I never went that deep. I never played tabletop games. I tried it once and I got really bored because they were like, your monk can't use a sword. And I was like, a monk can't use a sword? Did you not see the Discovery Channel thing?
Oh, you're that guy.
They all had swords.
This conversation will go on for an hour. Like,
screw this game. I'm
going
to go play Halo.
Xavier is the rules lawyer.
I figured I'd get somewhere and touch that touching, very touching moment for you guys.
So you always really try to touch about
it. You can touch something.
We're filing a complaint. Jeffy's trying to touch us.
I don't mind.
Trying. He's succeeded several times.
Yes. Sure.
There's pictures.
If people only knew the shenanigans that happen when we're not on the microphone. By the way, big shout out. I got a text from Chris, who's the drummer for Infold Stone, saying he's listening. And Infold Stone, very good friends of ours. They're a great band, so shout out to those guys for sure.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Infold Stone. Another group of people that love the games.
Yes, they do. Actually, Brock has a comic book store in Marion, Washington, and it's a great comic store. I've been there. Oh, he doesn't have it anymore?
No.
Ah, well, Brock used to have a comic book store in Marion, Washington. It used to be a great store, and I used to really like going there.
That was, like, just down the street from my place. I've been there a couple of times. Not when Brock was ever there, sadly. But, it's all good.
Is the name of the CD.
Anomaly. I don't have a CD. I don't...
We're on it.
So who did the artwork for your album?
Nobody knows. You're not holding a CD right now.
Actually, that's a good question.
Yes.
Artwork for the album. I'm so excited to tell people this. So with the exception of one photograph, all of the artwork on the Dark Light album is original artwork. We as a band are very much about art and creativity. And there's a few different artists, including our drummer Xavier, Ashley, whom we mentioned earlier. Shannon has some art on there. I don't. I was going to do something, but my stick men looked terrible. But all the artwork is actually original art. We're very proud of that. Our banner that will be unveiled at the CD release is also Xavier's original artwork, which is really cool. So,
And the lyrics written in the album, I wrote those.
Yes.
That's important.
And that's art.
The lyrics are art? Are they like cool lyrics?
I helped with the titles.
Fonts?
Yeah. Xavier pretty much came up with
Xavier
the titles.
Xavier is the man when it comes to art. I'm not even going to kid on that. Like, he has done the Darklight logo that has become pretty well known now. That was Xavier's original artwork. The shirts, the new shirt design, which will also be unveiled on Saturday, which is really cool. Xavier did that. Like, he's a great artist. He's come up with a lot of cool stuff. And I deal with a lot of the PR stuff. Shannon deals with a lot of the technical stuff. And Xavier's really the artistic mind behind the band. And so
Xavier's even designing the next tattoo that's going to go on my butt.
Yeah. Really? It splits in the middle.
Really?
Splits in the middle.
It'd be less funny if it wasn't true.
Wait, that's true?
I thought we talked about this.
You were drunk. I thought you were kidding.
Human being.
And
our new single.
The new single, yes. Isn't there a video or something? Or was it just the single?
No video.
I forget what it was.
It's not like a music video. It's more of an informational video put together by the band. It's got little tidbits of info on the band members and stuff.
very tidbits.
Yes. And it's got a giraffe in there.
There's a giraffe?
A giraffe in the video.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So explain the song, Human Being.
I have to explain more about my lyrics? Jeez.
Yes, I'd like to know.
So Human Being is kind of about the world and people in it not really living up to expectations. Just everybody's saying they want the world to be a better place, but just everybody being in a medicated, psychological, disoriented state and then trying to build a builder human being with technology. A builder human being.
We could make
a builder human being.
A builder human being is code.
Code for?
So the guys listening building real human beings don't know what I'm talking about.
And I have little Ben's back faced me.
As always.
Live in hypervision.
It's a sign of disrespect.
No, it's because he's an award-winning bass player.
I've never actually won any awards as a bass player.
I know.
That sucks.
You have an award.
I'll give you an award.
just take it as it is, Ben.
That's what she said.
Damn it.
Of course.
It's like a Twinkie. So, bigger.
Here we are.
Here we are.
A couple days before your CD release show. Playing the CD that's to be released.
Yeah.
That you guys had recorded at Oof Studios.
Oof Everett. Studios. Oof Julian. He's a man.
Julian.
Two O's, one F.
Sounds great, actually. So I'm actually digging.
There it is.
I'm digging the sound. It sounds good in here. You know.
Well, thank you, sir.
So I'm sure it sounds good across the airwaves.
We think it's the best CD we've recorded all year.
Yeah. It's the best and worst.
Both.
It could be.
Yeah.
Six babies have been conceived.
Six.
During this radio show alone.
Black people talk.
Hey, we were actually trying to figure out our genre of music at once, and my good friend Catherine actually came up with our genre of music is baby-making metal. So that we have now been known as the baby-making metal band.
So, you know, it would be really fun if we thought about this before, because you bring the whole race thing. We should be like, figure out which voice is the black man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know?
Choose wisely.
Do not fail me.
It would just really mess with people. But anyway, again, you got the CD, you got the release coming out Saturday at Studio 7. Along is C2, Echo Reason, Bombs of Barbie. Or I can't even pronounce that word.
Pilots of Bombs.
Pilots of
Bombs of Barbecue.
Not barbecue.
I am horrible about this stuff sometimes. Like
Pilots of Bombardier.
It twists my tongue.
The purpose being.
The Purpose Being, yes.
Yes. Not the Purple Beings.
I didn't say purple.
I think Echo Reason is really the only band on this roster that has a simple band name like that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else is off. Darklight's pretty easy. Strange. Yeah, but we're not here to talk about us.
Yeah, true.
We're here to talk about Echo Reason.
Oh, yes.
And because we're rock stars.
Yeah, that's love making right there.
Because we're rock stars, we were too arrogant to actually close our own CD release show. So we actually took the forethought. Echo Reason is going to be the fifth band, and I want to put a big shout out for those guys because they're amazing and people should stick around. I know it gets like up towards midnight and everybody becomes lame and starts leaving and going home, but Echo Reason, you don't want to miss those guys live. They're amazing.
So speaking of shout outs, any bands out there that you guys really want to give a shout out, obviously other than Echo Reason, that you guys really enjoy playing with or have played with in the past and really enjoyed?
Shannon?
The biggest bands that we are not playing with we'd want to give a shout out is our friends at Lucero and December in Red, I think would be cool.
Mine goes to obviously Mechanism. We pretty much consider Mechanism kind of our quote unquote brother band. We've played 3 or 4 shows with those guys.
They're like our coworkers at this point.
Yeah, they're like our coworkers. They actually did the flyer for our CD release, and a lot of Tony DeLicio did a lot of the cool artwork, and he's been a huge supporter.
Have Mechanism shirt on.
Since we started. And Mechanism is by far one of our favorite local bands out there. And then for me, I'd also like to put a shout out to Three Chord Killer. Those guys blew me away last weekend. Yeah. Those guys are absolutely amazing. And Kill Closet, I'm wearing their shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And I will be wearing it Saturday too. I'm going to wash it between now and then.
Oh, lies.
No, it's not.
Lies.
Those are two great metal bands. And then the only other band I really want to mention and not forget, because they've been so kind to us and they're great guys, is Prelude to a Pistol. They've invited Darklight on some good shows and really been very kind to us. So our thanks to those guys.
And they've been really helpful in getting us out there and known to other people.
Yes, very much so.
Really, in all honesty.
And Xavier?
You pretty much nailed all the ones that I would name, except who else would I have? Give a shout out to Vogan. Those guys are really
Vogan,
awesome.
Vogan, yes. We love Vogan.
Vogan actually covered one of our songs.
They did. Yeah. They were awesome. And just as far as industry people, we're very privileged and fortunate to have some cool people in our circle that are doing some amazing things in the industry, which you're aware of most of these people. Scott McKinley with Cabbie Gold Records. David Raines with Seattle Music TV. Jen Finley, who is a great photographer and is now a journalist, is covering local live music, which is really great, and national acts as well. So big shouts out to all those people. Lonnie Linton, who's a great photographer. We've got a great scene right now. There's a lot of awesome people operating in the scene and behind the scenes doing a lot of great work.
Any venues out there you guys really love? What's your favorite place to play?
Ooh.
Favorite place to play?
I'd have to go with
Thus far.
Flights, I think.
Yeah.
Flights Pub and Studio 7 for me.
Flights is special to us because it's the first place we played as Darklight, and we've had some really great shows there. We obviously love Studio 7 just for the energy. You know, it's a great all-ages venue. Pretty much the best one you can play in Seattle. There's not a lot of game as far as all-ages venues in Seattle, but if we're going to do one, we're going to do it at Studio 7.
Well, I think for me, my favorite show was still Cane Fest because that was like the first time.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I ever played outside, and I was like, yes! And then the mosquitoes started eating me. I was like, no!
Yes, we were battling mosquitoes.
But it's still fun.
Cane Fest is Polecat Kelly's baby, and Polecat's the sound tech up at Flights Pub, and he's a great guy. He's a great sound tech. He loves music. He's made this his career. One thing we definitely wanted to throw out there is we have a couple of fans named Sophie and Jeremy who are a couple. Ironically, they met at Darklight's first show. Or not at a first show, but they met at a Darklight show.
Yeah.
And at our CD release on Saturday, they are celebrating their one-year anniversary. So for us, that's really cool that actually the band kind of was part of what brought them together, and they're celebrating their anniversary with us. So big shout-out to Sophie and Jeremy.
Hence baby-making metal. Hell yeah.
I see.
Listen to Darklight. You'll get laid.
Yes. So, okay, so you talk about places you like. Are there any venues out there anywhere that you really would love to play that you haven't gotten a chance to play in yet?
Crocodile. I want to play Crocodile.
Yeah?
I've never been there yet.
It's awesome.
It is pretty sweet.
I've never heard a bad thing about the Crocodile, and I want to play there.
Let's
so
play
if you're
there
listening
once.
And you've got ins with the Crocodile, we will totally kiss your butt. We will brown nose the crap out of you. Get us in the Crocodile.
We'll kiss your donkey even. Like, we'll make it happen.
Ben is the designated kisser when those offers are made out.
I'm he a does kiss a lot of butts. Kiss butt for a living.
Unless you want white clown makeup all over you. Ben is a designated kisser.
I kind of like the clown makeup idea.
It's not as bad as you think.
But I'm kind of weird.
Wash is also easy.
But I'm speaking for the other guys. Any other venues you guys want to play that we haven't?
Any that we haven't played at yet that would like us to play. I'm really not that picky. Like, I like playing for people in new places. It's just new places are exciting no matter where you go.
We're that band that loves the really big shows as much as we like playing a little bar. We actually had a great experience at Tony V's playing there. It's a little bar.
Tony V's
we
awesome.
Had a lot of fun, there. Had a great show. The energy in little bars, sometimes you can't match it. The crowd is right there with you, right in front of the band. Yeah. And so, you know.
It has that kind of a private party feel almost.
As venues go, we'll hit any venue and we'll give it a shot. And if we have a great experience, sometimes even if we don't have the best experience, we'll give it another shot. You know, we just want to have good experiences when we go out.
So you guys plan on going anywhere outside of Washington ever?
Yeah. Well, that's not outside of Washington.
Not outside of Washington. We haven't done that yet.
What?
Because.
Left Washington.
Do you guys want to?
Because we've only been a band for like 2 days. We got to like spread out a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely have aspirations to play in Portland and some of the areas that the Washington bands love to play. We just haven't crossed that bridge yet, but we will. Hopefully next year we'll get some good out-of-state shows and get some stuff happening.
Play the Tarnac Lounge.
Aspirations
cool
to play
place.
Everywhere. Just, we got to get that far.
Hit up the Tarnac Lounge. That's pretty sweet.
Okay. I'll do whatever you say.
Yes, do it. Do it. I love it.
Kissing
owners are awesome
right
there. They took great care of us when we were there. Like, we had all our meal paid, all the drinks. They paid us. It was awesome.
Oh, on venues we want to play, I got to be honest, I would love just to say I played there. It kind of sucks they really stopped doing local music, but I'd love to play the Showbox Market.
Yeah.
That would be
They do local music there once in a while.
Yeah, they do local stuff. Yeah.
That would be the kind of ish. I can say the ish. That would be the ish.
Yeah, Market was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's good energy in there, definitely. It's still a lot of fun to play.
Do it.
Do you know what song's next?
Is it a Dark Light song?
No. Why would we play Dark Light songs?
You've played three, so Process of Elimination, it will either be Numb or Soapbox.
The Sesame Street theme.
I'm feeling a bit numb right now, talking to you, Ben.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. Sorry.
You're welcome.
And I don't even have to ask you about the song. I know it's because this is how you felt after having to deal with Ben. Like, when you talk to Ben,
well, this
Ben's
is like the first song we wrote, so...
Wait, I can actually say this. Musically, I wrote this song. This was Little Ben's Baby, but then I didn't like it. I was like, this song sucks. And I actually told Shannon, I was like, go home and rewrite this because it sucks. And he came back with better stuff. So, yeah.
Well, and like I said, you know, when you talk, he feels numb.
Exactly.
And where's the rest of the band anyway? They're all too rock star to come out here.
I think Shannon got himself locked out.
locked out. Really?
Yeah.
How did he get locked out?
I don't know. He went to use the bathroom, apparently, and...
He obviously went to the wrong bathroom.
Probably.
So what is he doing now?
Just standing out there.
Probably hitting on college chicks. You know, we're at the college, so he's probably like, hey,
be right back,
I'm Freak Show.
That might even be him calling.
That probably is. Like,
I was pretending to try to open the
door. And the sad thing is, I have no way out of here. I don't have a key.
Huh?
I don't even have a key.
Well, then, too bad.
Well, I guess it's a good thing the show's almost over.
Yes, that is a good thing. Why am I echoing?
Because the speakers in there are very loud.
Oh.
Could be. That could be.
Luke, I am your father.
Is there anything you want to say about Shannon while he's not here?
Yes, let's talk about Shannon while he's not here. Yeah. Man, that guy sucks. He is so awful. It's not an honor playing in a band with him. We hate him.
Here's a good question for you guys. Probably more so towards Little Ben than anyone, but I don't know, maybe you too. So seriously, who is the main character of Star Wars Episode 1?
Ooh. Episode 1. Okay. I'm going to say that in my humble opinion, the character that stood out the most in Episode 1 was Qui-Gon Jinn. Not intentionally the protagonist, of course, but he was my favorite character.
It's just because Liam Neeson is cool, even though there really is no main character.
There really has to be. Darth Maul stole the show. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, that's true.
Darth Maul was awesome, but you know, the most of it centered around Qui-Gon's character, and he had to deal... I mean, Qui-Gon had to deal with Jar Jar Binks. So that just made him cool right there, that he actually put up with that thing for like 2 hours.
Right.
And then died. And he was like, thank you, Darth Maul, for killing me, because I don't have to see Jar Jar again.
Jar Jar.
Last words.
What do you think?
Don't make a sequel.
What do you think, Xavier? What's your opinion on this?
What's that?
What's your opinion on that?
On what, Jar Jar dying? No. I mean, and he should die? You fade in and out for me. I've got the worst hearing in the band.
Well, you know, it's because you're the drummer.
Yeah.
Who do you think the main character in Episode 1 was?
No, there is no main character, really. Yeah. There's really no one you're following. I mean, Anakin just winds around.
Sandwich, wood, coulda wood, chuck, chuck, if wood, cook, chuck, could chuck wood.
Not chucking my wood, tell you that right
How
now.
How many boards would the Mongols hoard if the Mongol hordes... Wait, I did that wrong. Damn.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, ass. I wasn't supposed to say damn. Donkey.
Wait,
donkey is an ass.
Yeehaw.
We're just trying to say bad words on the air.
Freak Show thinks I'm coming back to open the door for him.
Is he still locked out?
There's no way. You can't even open the door from. There's no way to open a door from the inside either. I'm actually locked in.
Wow.
I don't have my key updated because I'm too lazy, or I just forget to go by and have them fix it.
Yeah.
And it's been like 7 or 8 months since I've known this.
So, by the way, Freak Show's lying. He doesn't write the lyrics or do any of the stuff he told you guys he does. Xavier and I do everything. We write all the songs. We arrange the music. We fund the band. I mean, it's just, we kind of bring him along because he's the white guy.
So here it is.
And we can't do this by ourselves.
He just carries her stuff.
We're black.
So yeah. Basically,
that guitar solo you heard, that was all me.
So what really happened, you guys locked him out of here. So he cannot come here and fend for himself. So then the rhythm section, meaning the black man.
Yeah,
we got the rhythm. Totally.
Ladies, we got the rhythm.
Better lay down a little bit of soul for you.
Let's hear your sultry soul voice. Come on, let's hear it.
I don't have a sultry soul voice.
I got the Barry White down. All right, baby, come lay down with me.
No, nope, that was still Ben.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I can tell. Just a creep. Because I was still a little creeped out still.
Okay, maybe that was the cross between Freddy Krueger and Barry White, but...
I'm sorry, panties did not drop.
Ben's did.
Jeff, I love you. This is getting weird fast. Somebody let Shannon in.
I have no way of doing it. Poor Shannon.
Wow. You know, he really is locked out on
this. Yeah, he really is locked out.
He's got to be so mad.
Out. Did he go out that way?
Yeah,
he went the wrong way. The bathroom's right there. It's the hallway.
He's going to be so mad.
I thought I was joking. Like, I was pretending to try to open the door. I was just going to be like, oh, I'm just kidding. And then I really tried to open the door. I was like, nope.
Well, my friend Nathan went to try to get him out. By the way, we forgot to mention One Eye Jacks when you were talking about venues.
Yeah.
Nathan works One Eye Jacks.
I was kind of surprised you never said that. You know, Tom out there.
I'm a jerk. I'm a complete jerk.
You're an ass.
I'm a donkey hole.
Did you get him in?
Yes.
He's still locked out. Holy crap. But yes, we also love One Eye Jacks. It's one of the best venues on the North End. You know, Tom, the owner of One Eye Jacks, is a great guy. He's definitely done a lot for the music scene.
And they built that awesome stage.
Rick Raff helped build that. Yep. We didn't do a shout out for Rick Raff. Yep. He's the man.
I remember.
Skids Row Productions. He plays drums for Above Ground, which is an awesome band. Rick Raff is the ish.
The ish.
Yeah, I can say that on the radio.
Yeah, they're playing with Blood of Kings and Diamond Head, I think it is. Or
They should, because they're awesome.
Wow, it's really weird without having, you know, your freak show here.
Yeah, we need to let him in.
How do we let him in?
Maybe we should play a song, and then we let him in, and then we let him talk on the microphone. He's going to be so angry. He's going to be like, "Why are you guys?"
No, I like it this way. Nobody's touching me in weird places. I'm not uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's more black people. It's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some chicken? Bring some chicken for the thing, man. No.
That's why I say you guys should hit up Popeyes over there in Renton instead of Carl's Jr.
That could happen. Since Shannon's not here, actually, I can explain this song.
Yeah,
so
please do for us.
This was in our early writing phase, and Shannon looked at me and Xavier and says, "Guys, give me a name for a song, and I'll go with an idea on it." So I said, "Soapbox." And his immediate response was, "So something like get off your soapbox?" And I was like, "Actually, no. I think it should be more about getting on your soapbox, about speaking your mind and, you know, saying what you believe in and not backing down." So that's what Soapbox is about. It's actually encouraging people to get on a soapbox and to have a voice.
A voice.
A voice. I said that in the sexy voice. Have a voice.
Have a voice.
And I'm single now, ladies. Just so you know. You get this voice.
Dude, you've been single since I've known you. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty much, even when I'm with girls, I'm single. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's because you're a donkey.
It kind of does and kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
I
see.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's because you're a donkey.
I am a donkey. A complete donkey.
Yeah, we rescued the freak.
Sweet. That's what I say.
So you guys just had the dark portion of the interview, and now we have the light portion of the interview. What's going on?
What's that supposed to mean?
We had black people time.
Guys, I thought I was the black
one. Quiet now that he's back.
So, Warren, thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for having us, man.
It was fun.
And love to have you guys come out again, and have a great show Saturday. I'll be seeing you there.
You'll be there, yes.
That's the plan. That's the go-to.
Better be.
I might be there.
I don't know. It depends if you funnel me or not.
Basically, you're a hot chick. Done. Please come to the show.
Yes. We like hot chicks.
Or if you're a guy that knows hot chicks, you can come to the show, too.
But you have to bring them because it doesn't count.
So, again, thank you guys for coming out. Thanks for humoring all of us. And thanks for sharing us the CD that's coming out. Sounds great. I look forward to cranking up in the car sometime soon when I got a good sound.
Thank you.
And, it's going to be awesome, man.
Awesome.
Any last things you guys want to say before... close it off.
Praise Cthulhu.
Bananas, boobs, giraffes, bacon.
Check us out on Reverb Nation, Facebook, and also our YouTube channel, Darklight 206.
Our YouTube is actually fun. Like, we're all about the YouTube videos and making people laugh, so check out our YouTube. You'll have a good time.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, thank you guys.
You're listening to the PugetSoundUnderground.com.